Hi everyone, my name's Narayanan Vaidyanathan, Head of Futures Research at ACCA, and welcome to this podcast on the subject of machine learning. This podcast is on the back of a report we've recently published entitled Machine Learning, More Science Than Fiction, which looks at various aspects of this area, such as what it is, how it's being used in accountancy, what the ethical factors are, and what professional accountants should bear in mind to stay on top of the game as machine learning starts to gain mainstream acceptance. So to answer these questions, I spoke to some of the leading voices in finance and digital and asked them to share their expert views. Thomas Toomsey-Smith is the project director at the Financial Reporting Lab, the innovation and learning hub of the Financial Reporting Council, the accountancy regulator in the UK. Now, they're really interested in understanding current developments and how technologies like machine learning might affect regulations over time.
So we've been at the FRC lab, we've been looking at how AI and other technologies like blockchain and structured data are coming into the world of corporate reporting and accounting. And really it's a question of when they're coming in, not if. And so that really raises some really interesting questions about how we use those technologies, what we use them on, and the outcomes that those generate.
So what Thomas really highlights is that ignoring these technologies is just not an option on the table. It's a question of when, not if. The ability of machine learning to analyze historical data sets, to draw inferences and make decisions through a process of learning from the characteristics of the data means that it is being increasingly used in accounting software and business process applications. But what's really driving this increased use of technologies like machine learning? And why now? To answer that, let's hear from Maria Mora, Principal Engineer on Artificial Intelligence and XPRL expert at Fujitsu Laboratories of Europe, who tells us that one of the growing trends in finance is dealing with all of the data that's available to us now.
I mean, I think all this new demand, it comes because we have more and more data out there. So now is the momentum to actually to utilize this kind of tools, because at the end of the day, are tools to promote better decisions in the business. If we think back, we haven't done this before for two reasons. Firstly, because we didn't have enough data. And for that, the kind of techniques we use is traditional analysis and traditional statistics, where we have a model and we, find the outcomes from that model. But now the trend is changing. We have a lot of data out there, but in addition, we have better technology. We have better computers that are capable to compute all these kind of informations. And now the model is not given anymore. The model is learning through all this data, and that's why we are starting to move more and more and more in more AI framework.
To Maria's point on data, many estimates have noted that something like 90% of all the digital data in the world has been created in just the last 2 or 3 years. And the rate at which this new data is being generated is not just growing, but growing exponentially. This is an area where professional accountants have tremendous value to add, because they're capable of looking beyond the technology to understand risks and control weaknesses, areas where the business does and does not achieve profitable returns, and ethical considerations in how the data is used. The combination of all these perspectives is essential to create a data strategy. So it's not just about the technology in isolation. So where does this leave us? We've observed that the technology is already out there, and that with this data explosion, it may well become a fact of life, a necessity to avoid falling behind, rather than a competitive advantage because everyone's using it. But these are downside protection arguments. What's the upside for embracing machine learning in the accountancy profession? What are the benefits to professional accountants in particular? Seamus Ray, Head of Digital Disruption at KPMG, shares his thoughts on why it is important that we embrace machine learning in professional services.
Machine learning in professional services is really important for two or three reasons. One is we've always been focused on structured data from the finance databases, but actually when we do our work, we look at lots of different things in terms of the contracts databases, employments, invoices, etc., which is unstructured data. So by using machine learning, we can start looking at some of the unstructured data sets, bring it together with the structured data and do some more automation above the line. So that's one reason. The second reason is that we can start using it to train it to look for fraud in the general ledger. So we can start looking at flows of money and look for things which are the exception. And the third reason is, at the moment, we do a lot of sampling when we do audit. And actually, by using machine learning and greater automation, we can remove sampling and start looking at the whole of the data sets, the whole of the mortgage loan book, for example.
As Seamus explains, one of the areas where machine learning can be of help is with assessing the likelihood of fraud, inaccuracy, or misstatement based on a mix of empirical data and professional judgment. In this risk assessment, machine learning techniques like supervised learning algorithms can be used to help identify specific types or transaction characteristics that warrant greater scrutiny. This could help to better target the areas of higher risk. Machine learning is also beneficial in other areas such as taxation, where there are loads of regulations, rulings, and case law to go through, similar to the unstructured data that Seamus was referring to. Or even with bookkeeping, where machine learning techniques can help with things like invoice coding, by learning how the invoices were coded in historical data. And in all of these examples, the machine learning algorithm is helping with analyzing large amounts of data in an intelligent manner that can save time and effort while improving quality for the work done by professional accountants. Being able to use machine learning technology to support various functions all sounds great, but how do we go about it? Here's Seamus again.
So the future of machine learning, I look at machine learning going through three different phases, especially in professions. Firstly, we go in a let's just play mode, and we're all just trying to understand the capabilities and the strengths of AI. And then we go into what I call operational efficiency mode, which is where we are today. How do we make the processes of in audit and in tax, et cetera, more efficient? And that's most of the use cases we're doing today. And then the third position will be actually how do we fundamentally change the business model? And of course, we need to do that in conjunction with the regulators and what the society needs of audit is going to be in the future as well.
So as we look ahead, how do we take the current reality forward to the next stage? To get a perspective on that, it's often a good idea to hear from the startups and entrepreneurs at the cutting edge of developments. One such person is Stuart Cobb. Stuart is the CEO of Brevis, an AI and financial reporting tool, and also does work with MindBridge that applies AI into the audit process. He echoes that the professional services are at a developing stage.
So machine learning's advances in various other fields are becoming pretty clear. It's becoming quite obvious that we can improve the quality and the consistency of the financial reporting process. We can perform all of this work in a quicker way. I think that people are fairly convinced that this is the case. So the question now is, what skills do people need to have and what software needs to be developed in order to solve these challenges?
Stuart refers to the important fact that having the right skill set is essential, and professional accountants have an opportunity to develop an understanding of emerging technologies while building their interpretive, contextual, and relationship-led skills so that they know what questions to ask the technology and how to interpret the answers they receive. They'll need this value-added element to truly benefit from the ability of technologies like machine learning to support them with intelligent analysis of vast amounts of data. But the challenge is getting to that place. Stuart again.
So I think one of the biggest challenges, particularly when we come to make the statement that the increase in quality requires people to use it, you know, when you're saying that there's this duty of professional care that may require the use of machine learning, the challenges that this creates are that people need to understand the platforms that they're using, they need to understand the algorithms, and crucially, where they fail, in what elements of their work are these machines not reliable. So there's this question over what skills people need to have and what professional skepticism they need to engage in order to do their work properly.
Stuart's touched upon what is arguably one of the most frequently discussed sources of ethical challenge. At its heart is the fact that machine learning algorithms, both supervised and unsupervised, may need to be properly interpreted in order to avoid, for example, mixing up correlation and causation. Two things occurring together doesn't automatically mean that one caused the other. So professional accountants will need to consider and appropriately manage potential ethical compromise from decision-making by an algorithm. Clearly, these issues go well beyond just accountancy and can enter the realms of behavior, values, and even philosophy. For a broader perspective on ethics, let's hear from Lisa Webley, who's chairing legal education research at the University of Birmingham. She thinks that one of the potential challenges that machine learning brings is about the question of ethics.
Of course, yes. So I think one of the interesting things is that when we talk about ethics, we're talking about a few different things at once, often. We're talking about the underlying values that we have as people and as professionals. So some of it's about our values. When we've got difficult decisions to make, who do we choose over others? What course of action should we choose and why? So we're trying to balance different competing interests. But on top of that, when we talk about ethics, we're also talking about behaviours. So it's not just about what we value, it's how we behave in certain situations. And I think, interestingly, when we start looking at machine learning, what we're really doing is trying to capture both the values and also the behaviours and the consequences of those behaviours. And so there are circumstances when the ethical issues will be about the consequences of the machine learning algorithm. Sometimes it will be instead about the sharp decisions that are being made between one group or over another, the values we use to make those judgments. So there are lots of different things we need to tease out.
As Lisa observes, ethics is a much broader and necessary ingredient for everyone in society in their dealings, both personally and professionally. But for the profession, this element is additionally hard-coded into the very definition of what it means to be a professional accountant. And within organizations, it is a key requirement that the finance function provide constructive challenge to ensure that business decisions are grounded in sound ethical principles. So what about ethics, machine learning, and the professional accountant in particular? Seamus again.
Machine learning brings in a major issue around ethics, but at different levels. So there's the ethics of what's the quality of the data, any bias in the data. There's the ethics of you're replacing judgment and how are we managing that judgment and reviewing that. And then there are the big ethical issues in terms of, you know, do we declare this organization not a going concern. And that, so ethics go across all of that pyramid. And I would suggest we focus more at the bottom and allow humans more at the top.
When Seamus says humans more at the top, it really reinforces the point that technology is clearly a significant factor in influencing the future direction of the accountancy profession. But it's an enabler, and it's part of a wider set of factors like people and processes. ACCA's skills framework that guides its qualification expresses this idea, with the digital quotient being important, but still one of a series of professional quotients that interlink to create a future-proofed professional accountant for a digital age. Because even sophisticated technology like AI struggles to replicate the full contextual understanding and integrated thinking that humans are capable of. And there doesn't seem to currently be enough evidence to suggest that human oversight can be done away with completely. Almost all machine learning tools, even purely unsupervised learning algorithms, depend on the domain knowledge and expertise of the people who develop them. The task of binning or turning raw data into discrete measures that machine learning algorithms can use to derive inference for their training sets is still as much an art as a science, and typically requires the collaboration of highly trained technologists, data scientists, and industry experts to be successful. So professional accountants need to remain engaged as machine learning and AI and its component parts evolve. While some may want to delve deeper into the mechanics behind AI, this may be less appropriate for other roles. At a minimum, all finance professionals should keep an awareness of how AI is evolving and be alert to how this developing capability could overlap on their role. Whether one embraces it or is skeptical of it, one certainly shouldn't ignore it. If you'd like to find out more about machine learning and its impact on the accountancy profession, do visit our website on accaglobal.com/machine learning, where the report Machine Learning, More Science Than Fiction is available along with other related material. You can also access the report on our ACCA Insights app available on mobile phone.